The program kicked off with an event last weekend. The director for the BITE program, Steph Meyer, said the next event is on July 17th.
These programs are open to people of all abilities and their friends and family. So the person who has a differing ability can sign up, have their parents or their significant other or their siblings or their friends come along. We've got the bikes and helmets for those folks to ride and all of the staff who are excited to teach people. These are for people with some mountain bike skills, no mountain bike skills, or up to advanced skills. And we can meet them where they're at and teach them what they want to learn about mountain biking and get them out on the trails with everyone else in our community.
Yeah, so they're all meeting at the NAC then?
Yep, we're meeting at the NAC. We're going to ride some Round Valley trails, take out a couple different group rides from each of those programs.
She said there are two types of bikes on hand for the program.
So we've got a full fleet of typical upright bikes, two-wheelers, so friends and families who want to get on those kinds of bikes. And then we've got a whole wide variety of adaptive bikes. So we've got a couple different styles of hand cycles. We use reactive adaptation bikes in Lasher, and they're awesome. So anybody who knows hand cycles will know those names. And then we've got some foot-pedaled recumbents. So people who have some balance issues or a limb difference, they can get on those foot-pedaled recumbents and still ride a bike. Most of them fit on our trails. And Round Valley has built us some awesome adaptive trails as well that allow us to get on single track still with those adaptive bikes.
The cost is $20 per person, but riders can apply for scholarship help. Marketing manager Whitney Thompson said the rides are not necessarily just on mountain trails.
Depending on people's experience, if they haven't ridden a lot before, we'll probably start out on some of those packed gravel trails. And then if people are looking to get a little more adventurous, there's tons of single track there in Round Valley that we can take them on.
Whitney Thompson and Steph Myers from the National Ability Center. For more information on the program, you can go online to discovernac.org or call 649-3991. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.